5 past 12 midday. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Man in Line on Manx Radio. So, still 78 days and no confirmed tests of COVID-19 on the Isle of Man. There are 22 people waiting results of a test. Nobody's waiting for a test at the moment. 8,627 tests on the Isle of Man. And where we are. It's interesting to hear yesterday, I don't know whether you heard, actually, Tracy, from the Breakfast Show on BBC Radio Jersey, talking about their traffic light system and the way they are getting back to their version of normal. They have 7 cases in Jersey at the moment, 5 asymptomatic and 2 with symptoms. But that's the way they're handling it in Jersey. Obviously, Guernsey and the Isle of Man, other ways to do it. Any thoughts on that? You can text 166177, email studio at manxradio.com. Of course, 66 13 68. We're open line through till 1 today. And I thought we'd have a final ballot, by the way, on what we're going to call the new steam packet boat, ship, ferry, whatever you want to call it. A completely unscientific session on text or email. So far this week, lots of terrific entries in. Things like Ellen Vannin, King Ori, Godred Croven, the other version of that. The Terry Kringle, the motorship Terry Kringle, Lady of Man, the Timwell, the Mona's Queen, the Mona's Isle, the Cushug, Archibald Knox, Hall Kane. We had one earlier on this week called and the Deemster, they wanted to call it, Lady Isabella, Shearwater, the Jeff Duke. We've had, as well as the Sir Norman Wisdom, that came in a couple of times, the Fenella, the Snaefell, the Peveril, the Manx Viking as well. I suppose it's what you want to hear, let's say, if it's a kind of dismal February, middle of the night in Heysham, and you want to hear them say the so-and-so will be leaving at 2:15. What will warm the cockles of your heart? So text 166177, email studio at manxradio.com. Call 66 13 68. The teachers on the Isle of Man have voted for strike action. The teachers are ready to go on strike. Well, as ready as they'll ever be. Education Minister Dr. Alex Allison says he's very disappointed. The union has more than 600 members. This is the NASUWT, the National Association of School Teachers, Union of Women Teachers. 600 members out of the island's 847. In the latest ballot, 57% of that membership turned out, a little over 300. 95% voted for industrial action short of a strike. 85% voted to go on strike, to withdraw their labours. It's after the Department of Education, Culture and Sport announced last month it couldn't afford to give teachers the pay rise that they wanted. Treasury has said no more money. It won't go any further. Dr. Alex Allinson explained that a pay rise has already been paid.
The department has said they will fully fund quite a significant pay increase. It's 5.5% for new teachers and 2.75% for head teachers. That equates to up to £1,970 for head teachers extra pay.
That was already budgeted pre-COVID-19, was it?
Well, no, this is above and beyond the budget. And what we've done as a department is say that we will honour that agreement that was made in the UK in full, and that we will do it without any redundancies or cuts to frontline teaching staff. We will fund it through efficiencies, but we will ensure that education is not born to suffer any shortfalls. So we've been quite clear in that. We're also quite clear in terms of working with all the unions and all the teacher representatives in terms of conditions, and if they've got any ideas about workload and evening that out, more than happy to hear from them. But again, I'm disappointed that at a time where the country really has pulled together amazingly well, and when parents and teachers and particularly pupils have shown fantastic resilience, we've now got this uncertainty leading into the new academic year.
Prior to COVID-19 and prior to the lockdown, public opinion anecdotally seemed to be in favour of the teachers and of their plight. Given the economic circumstances everybody now finds themselves in, I would say that it's less the case. Has cynically, has COVID-19 worked in favour of the department here?
I don't think COVID-19 has worked in favour of anyone. And if I can just say, this isn't for teachers or against teachers. I think everyone is for a well-funded education system on the island. But at the end of the day, we have to put the pupils first. We have to listen to their needs. And I've had a phone call only today from a parent whose daughter was quite worried about the threat of strike action and how that might affect her future. I want to try to remove that anxiety, remove that uncertainty, move forward together with the teaching profession to make sure we keep the excellent education service we have on the island and build on it.
Dr. Alex Allenson from the Department of Education, Sport and Culture. But the unions, well, the union representative is Geraldine O'Neill, who says it's not that simple.
If we compare our situation with the UK, for example, with even with the pay increase as it stands, we're just matching like for like there. We have to remember that the UK is actually increasing its budget for this by 4.6% on a yearly basis moving forward. And yet on the Isle of Man, we're not increasing our budget. 1.1% of that has to be found in savings. That's also concerning for us. We feel there are really substantive issues there that really to bring education forward for the future for the Isle of Man, not just for this generation, but for generations to come. We need to find Manx solutions to Manx problems. That's what we want to see, because we have to be able to attract people here for recruitment and retention. That is a major issue across the world.
Well, you've explained why the money, the pay increase isn't good enough going forward beyond this year, as it were. Mm-hmm. You talk about conditions of service and workload. Can you explain exactly why that's at the moment not good enough in your opinion?
Well, we need to be looking at what's happening in other jurisdictions, and in some respects, unfortunately, the Isle of Man isn't following best practice in that. And we really need to look at the mechanisms of the interface of working with the workforce together, consulting on policies, not imposing policies. Actually, the interface between the professional associations and the heads and the department needs a radical uplift and change. And that's what we really need to see. At the moment, many of our teachers are feeling quite demoralised and undervalued, despite the fact that we actually worked tirelessly throughout the COVID crisis to support the vulnerable, to support online provision, etc. All of that we did during the COVID crisis. And really, people want to feel that their efforts have been valued and that we look how we need to go forward in the future, because we're going to have to need a new plan for education in the future, because remote learning is going to be a major part of that in the future. But that has to involve all of the key players. We need to sit down and have clear strategy, provision, procedures, protocol, all of that. But we need to sit down together to discuss that.
So, did you understand that? Any of it? If you are a teacher, I'd love to hear what you have to say. You know, an honest to goodness, down to earth teacher who feels that the Isle of Man needs to follow the UK practice. So, whatever happens in the UK must apply to the Isle of Man is what Geraldine O'Neill seems to be saying. We need to compare ourselves with the UK. And the Isle of Man, she says, is not following best practice. Presumably that's the UK as well. And we need to look at other jurisdictions to compare ourselves with other jurisdictions. So everything, according to Geraldine O'Neill, needs to be compared to everywhere else. How do you feel about that? Maybe particularly if you're a parent, what do you think of it? And what do you think about the fact that now they are saying this is the biggest union on the Isle of Man for teachers, the NASUWT? They want to withdraw. They will withdraw. 65% have voted to go on strike. Now, in the past few months, and obviously COVID has clouded a lot of that, but this has been going on for a long time. It's been action short of a strike, i.e., you know, sort of tap your foot, you should see me when I'm angry. How do you feel about it now? If the teachers are going to go on strike, should they just go on strike? Or are they just playing for money? Well, it's been made perfectly clear. The Department of Education, the Minister, Dr. Allenson, said there's no money. Alfred Cannon was on this show a couple of weeks ago and said, I've told them there's no more money. There is no more money. So quite where they're expected to get more money from, if you can find your way through this, I'd really appreciate a note. So the teachers will have balloted, so 600 members of the NSUWT out of 847 teachers, there are 600 members. There are, by the way, another three unions. So I'm assuming that some teachers are in more than one union. 57% of the membership turned out to vote. 95% said industrial action short of a strike, i.e. kind of overtime bans, not doing playground duty, not doing stuff out of hours. And 85% said go on strike. Teachers to go on strike. What do you think? Text 166 and 177, email studio at manxradio.com. And if you've got any more names, by the way, for the brand new steam packet boat that will be built in Korea, why not call the new boat the Fantasy Island? Final Fantasy. Say, Alistair's with us now. Hello, Alistair.
Oh, hello, yes. I'm no expert on the teaching situation, but I would like to get across what I think about it, the whole thing. firstly, the teacher's job, when I was young, was all about doing the job. It was not about money. It was about preparing the children for a future career. All that seems to have gone out the window nowadays, where it's come down to purely money. And I think that if the unions here want to look at the financial situation, the one thing that they don't seem to take into account is the 20% and 10% tax regime we have here. Teachers in the UK, a lot of them are paying 40% tax. They're not paying that here. And I would have thought that a time like where we're living in now with this COVID-19 and all the problems the government have in keeping us all protected, this is surely the wrong time for any teachers to be thinking about going on strike. And the other point I want to make is that out of the figures that you read out, Andy, what percentage of the teachers on the island did not vote?
Well, that's it. They said 57%. So obviously 43% of their 600 members didn't vote.
43% didn't vote?
Yeah.
So what do you think that 43% think?
Well, they maybe thought everybody else, they just take everyone else's viewpoint. Or they just didn't want to vote or couldn't be bothered to vote.
Don't you think they were abstaining?
Possibly, that may be. I wouldn't want to put words in their mouth, but...
That's the way I would read it.
Well, they could have taken part in the vote and voted against it.
Yes, but maybe they didn't want to vote against. I mean, that this often happens in politics. People abstain.
So,
an abstention to me means basically we're not happy with it.
This just seems to have been going on longer than Lord of the Rings. It just seems to go on and on and on. And we've had the coronavirus. We're 5 weeks away. I think it's 4 weeks next Wednesday.
Yes.
The schools go back.
Yes, I know. And that is what's so important. And for them to be thinking about going on strike. And the other issue I want to make, because my son is in teaching, not here, but the other point I want to make, does anyone ever look at the holidays these teachers have?
Historically, they've always had holidays, haven't they?
Yes, but they still get them. They still get them. They're getting... I mean, my son is at a boarding school, as it happens. He has 19 weeks holiday a year.
Well, that's terms and conditions, isn't it?
And then you add on to that the wonderful pension scheme they've all got. And really, there is no justification whatsoever, Andy, in the teachers here requiring a pay rise at this particular time.
So if, I mean, Alistair, if conditions are so good for teachers, why don't you think everybody is a teacher?
Well, they have to... I don't really know. I mean, some people are cut out for it, other people are not. I mean, other people go into other careers.
Mm.
I mean, there's a lot of people join the civil service.
I think we can possibly agree that teaching is a vocation. It's not a job, is it?
No, it is a vocation, and it's about getting the children prepared for a future working life. That's what it's really about. And so, therefore, the teachers have got to take all this into account. Their job is not just about big salaries. There's more to it than that.
Okay. Alistair, it's good to hear from you. All right, I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Thanks. It's 20 past 12. This just seems to have been going on forever, doesn't it? It predates COVID-19. It's still with us today, and the schools go back in a little over a month's time. And now we have the teachers threatening to go on strike after all the upset. And in the middle of all this, there are children, there are students who are aiming to arm themselves with skills and education for life. And they're in the middle of all this. Obviously, education is a non-tangible product. You can't touch it. You can't feel it. It's just there. So it's not like widgets. It's not like bottles. It's not like tires. It's not like boxes made of cardboard. An education isn't tangible. So we won't know. The only thing we have are exam results. And of course, now we have virtual exam results, and we'll have next week when they come out. So how do you feel? If you're a parent, how do you feel about this? This isn't anti-teacher, it's not anti-government, it's not anti-anything. But in the middle of this, we saw the previous education minister, Mr. Cregeen, harangued by the unions. Mr. Cregeen subsequently went, and Mr. Allenson is now the education. And now they're obviously not happy with what Mr. Allenson is saying. Is it money? Is it conditioned? Is it pension? Is it more holidays? Or is it just about comparing everything with the UK? Maybe we'll find out more. Text, email, or you can call 66 13 68. How about calling the new boat the David? The David Howard, as a tribute to the two men who kept our spirits up for the last few months, says Gwen. That's a very good point as well. It's the unions that is the problem, says one texter as well. The union sounds militant to me, says G. Creates a Manx problem for Manx people. Teachers pay here, the newly qualified teachers, £17,500 per annum. Qualified, £24,800. Teachers don't pay 40% in the UK, says Pat. The labourers' rate of pay at the education department is £23,200. I think the teachers are underpaid. Teachers do get increments, though, don't they? And as they move through, they do. I mean, certainly head teachers don't get £24,800, nowhere near it. I agree with the caller about the amount of income tax paid, says this one as well. A note in that says the name for the new steam packet vessel, cancelled due to the weather. Well, it wouldn't be that often, would it, as well? There's no money when the no money card when MHKs award themselves a pay rise or come up with crazy plans for replacing bridges on a defunct or on defunct vehicles seems a large number considering our borders are closed, says Pete. Which bit do you want us to address? I mean, neglect that replacing the bridges is part of the active travel, and you can't kind of cross-reference government budgets. It may want it to work that way, but it doesn't work that way. You'll never get one department to throw some money to another department. They'd rather stand out in the rain for a month, I think. Andy, I've always thought that teachers and nurses haven't been paid enough, given the responsibilities of their job. And the recent shortage of people applying for them, you have to make it worthwhile for them. It makes me angry when people call nurses and teachers greedy. They earn every penny they get and should feel appreciated. Steph in Farm Hill. Well, point taken. We've spoken to many head teachers doing the man in line out and about at schools. I've spoken to many of the head teachers off the record, and they say recruiting teacher for the Isle of Man is really difficult. Some schools are understaffed purely because of that. Open line through to one. text, email or call.
A holiday is no longer on the cards for you this year, perhaps it's time to treat yourself another way. Redecorate your home with help from Swales Flooring in Laxey. Stocking trusted brands including Amtico and Carr's Flooring, designed to last and impress. Swales are also the sole island distributor for Farrow and Boar, the traditional wallpaper and paint specialists. And if your home is already blessed with original wood flooring, talk to us about how we can restore them to their former glory. Visit the Swales showroom or call 861 542.
Looking to reduce your carbon footprint and your energy bills? Nexium can help. With our exclusive Isle of Man heat loss software, we can identify the key heat loss areas in your home. As fully qualified installers of ground and air source heat pumps, solar energy, and the island's providers of Isonine spray foam insulation, let's make our island greener with Nexium. Visit homeofthefuture.im or call the Nexium team on 48 47 47.
70 million workdays lost. A cost of up to £99 billion to the UK economy. Can your business afford to ignore mental health? St John Ambulance have partnered with Mental Health First Aid England in a bid to transform workplace mental health and support staff. We are offering adult mental health first aid training courses to encourage early intervention, helping you recognise the signs and symptoms and guide a person to the right support. Call St John Ambulance on 674 387 today.
They say one swallow doesn't make a summer or one sip. So try a case of six world wines from the Sainsbury's Taste the Difference range and only pay for five. That will brighten the outlook no end. With over 40 to choose from, it's a search you'll find your favourite. Cases of six from only £35, including one free bottle. Seriously good and gratifyingly exclusive. Only at ShopRite and WineRite. Proudly locally owned.
Reynolds & Reynolds, the newest name for quality pre-loved cars and vehicles on the Isle of Man. Reynolds & Reynolds have a stunning showroom conveniently located on the Isle of Man Business Park. Reynolds & Reynolds stock a fabulous range of affordable vehicles and also supply, service and repair most makes and models. Open 7 days a week. Go on, call in today and see some friendly faces at Reynolds & Reynolds Vehicle Sales or online at reynolds.im. Part exchange and finance available. This infomercial was brought to you by Bespoke Group.
Tickets are now available for this season's range of onboard dining events, featuring old favourites including the legendary Pie and Mash Train, the Curry Club and many more. Or take your taste buds on a trip to remember with our fabulous Dining Cars of the World and Steam Theme events. To find out what's cooking on the dining car and to book, call 697 457 or visit rail.im.
On Manx Radio's Perspective programme this Sunday, we're going back to school.
Corumbwe on show.
Jiba.
As Marley said,
chocolate.
It's getting people at a very early age interested in Manx language and therefore Manx culture.
It hadn't been done in the Isle of Man before. In fact, probably the last time children would have been taught through the Manx language would be at least 150 years previous.
It's a big trust you give your children to adults for their education. It's a big risk, isn't it?
The Bunscoil Gilgach is going mainstream. From September, it'll be a fully maintained government school for the first time in its 19-year history. From midday until one on Sunday, join me to learn all about the truly unique place of learning, its past and its future.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint. Furnished by Magic Carpets.
It's 29 minutes past 12. Thanks for joining us today on The Man in Line. Your suggestions are welcome, by the way, for the new ship, boat, ferry, whatever you want to call the new steam packet vessel. That'll be arriving in 2023. The Lady Mona, says Di. You put together the Lady of Man and the Mona's Queen, and you get the Lady Mona as well. I can't understand how you can say the island is COVID-free when you also say there are still people waiting for a test, let alone people waiting results. Can you explain how this is? I don't think anybody knows how much COVID there is on the Isle of Man. No, you're probably quite right. Nobody does know. What we do know are how many tests there are and how many people have tested positive. And but at the moment, there are no active cases. I mean, it may be that some active cases are there, but the tests haven't come back yet. But that's where we are. As of today, there are no active cases on the Isle of Man. Some people are waiting tests. So, yes, possibly they do have it. But as it is, no. Is that clear? Good. And we'll know today at 4 o'clock what the results of those tests are. A note in that says the teachers have a good point and have to be listened to. Back to work, civil servants are working from home as it is. Some are as well. We are struggling at the moment, says Terry. Some people are struggling, so why should they be spared from the financial pain we all face? Is this the teachers you're talking about? So either reduce staff numbers or take a pay cut. We can't afford a bloated government anymore, says Terry. Yeah, well, how do you do that, Terry? You can't just, nobody can just go in and cut departments. It doesn't work that way. The government simply doesn't work that way. We do own it, but Terry, I do hope you're going to be standing for keys next year because we're going to make a difference then. A note in that says the lady says that we need Manx solutions for Manx problems, then goes on about a UK solution. It's a contradiction, Mark, as well. The teachers are unbelievable at this time when society and school children aren't settled and normal has not resumed. Many teachers have not overly put the children first over lockdown. If they had the school holidays, would have been cancelled and schooling would have continued throughout the year. Also remembers, teachers' pay is taxed at a much lower rate than the UK. They fall into different bands, of course, but strange they can find an extra £750,000 for the prom, £960,000 in the last 3 months for the TT that didn't go ahead. But they can spend money on the TT scoreboard that's worked for 100 years, but they can't find it for teachers. Asif made up name. I think we've talked about that before. Different government departments don't wash money around from one department to the next. So the Department of Education, Sport and Culture, if it's short, can't simply go to the Department for Enterprise or Infrastructure and say, lend us a fiver. It simply doesn't work that way. A new name for the ship, the Manx Diamond, says John. And a new name for the steam packet. Everybody's going for the cancel due to bad weather. Thank you for that. The union sounds militant to me, says another caller as well. The unions, that is the problem. Outlaw the unions. I don't think we can do that. Then we have to walk a middle course. Somewhere, somehow, something has to be found that is an answer to the problem with the teachers and the teachers threatening to go on strike. The largest teaching union, the NASUWT, has voted to go on strike. So as they balloted their members, they can technically go on strike. Maybe the teachers should be given a pay rise judged on performance like other jobs. The education system has ruined my child's whole experience of school. Undiagnosed dyslexia until too late. No real qualifications to get apprenticeships. I know many other parents who've had the same problems. And watch their children in despair. It's not fair. That's Crystal as well. I think people on the island would like to call their boat reliable. Sounds like the unions are putting ideas into the teachers' heads, says Bondi. Well, the teachers are clever, qualified, intelligent, rational people. If they voted to go on strike, you can only assume they want to go on strike. We've had a fallow year of no road racing on the Isle of Man. Well, a bit at Jerby, but nothing, obviously. No Southern 100, no pre and post TT Classics, no TT, no Manx Grand Prix, no Classic TT. TT and Motorsport Development Managers Paul Phillips. Not very happy, obviously, with the cancellation of TT 2020. So what should happen next year, does he think?
Once a few weeks passed, I began to realise that this was a real opportunity to do some work that we've always wanted to do, but really weren't getting the chance to either do to the level that we would like to do it or do it at all. And we've
sort of like what sort of work?
Research, evaluation and future planning. It's all quite dull and boring actually for your listeners probably, but I'm talking, you know, strategy and marketing and reviewing kind of the policies that sit around what we do and really questioning everything. It's turned into, from my perspective, my view of this is that this could be a gift actually to, in some respects, that we'll be able to ensure, you know, to really kind of start putting in place some plans for a better future for the events, you know, which we may or may not have been able to do to this level without a year off event delivery, and we've done some of the best quality work that I think we've been involved in since I've been around it, and we're coming towards the end of that process at the moment. So we've been at that for about 4 months, and you know, like you said there, we don't know what the future holds. Nobody does, and it's not, you know, it's not fair for anyone to try and guess really at the moment, because, you know, I said to somebody yesterday, you know, you think back to the start of March, it would have been almost unfathomable that we'd cancel the TT at the start of March. By the middle of March, we'd cancelled it, and by the end of March, we were, you know, queuing to buy toilet paper. You know, the world has changed so quickly every week. What we're going to do with this piece of work and what we are doing is make sure that when the lights go green again, that the TT is as best prepared as it possibly can be to come back as strong as it possibly can be, and that's the most responsible thing that we as the promoters of it can do. And the idea of why this the year away from that is important is because it actually might, you know, we've got the short term pain, but it might turn into sort of better long-term security.
What do you think they should do for TT next year? Have you any big thoughts about what should be bigger and better about TT 2021? A lot of people won't have... of course, TT is on lots of people's bucket list, and missing it this year maybe just put it out of their mind, particularly if that Isle of Wight thing gets underway, the diamond races in the Isle of Wight. What do you think they should do to spruce up the TT for next year to make it bigger and better? And I don't just mean a bigger fun fair as well. Or what do you think in terms of entertainment, in terms of quality of races, experience for people coming over that we could offer people? Any thoughts on it? Text, email, or you can give us a call. Mike also dropped me a note and said, you talked about this traffic light system in Jersey. What was it? Well, it was on yesterday. Ashley Tracy from BBC Radio Jersey. Jersey has opened its borders. Countries around the world are reopening their borders. We haven't. Guernsey hasn't as well. But countries around the world have reopened their borders after the COVID-19 lockdown. And one of the things they're doing is this traffic light system. The Channel Island of Jersey is doing it. It's Ashley Tracy of BBC Radio Jersey, of course, used to be a Manx Radio, now hosting The Breakfast Show on BBC Radio Jersey. So I asked Ashley, when did the border open in Jersey?
So the borders reopened on the 3rd of July. It's been a massive talking point. It was a really controversial decision as to whether or not to do it, whether or not to do it then. But we've had Lifeline flights throughout, and they put a testing system in place and thought, well, actually, now is the time to do it, to try and breathe some life into the tourism and hospitality industry. And actually, on the 3rd of July, amazing scenes of people like rushing out of the arrivals hall and having big emotional reunions, grandparents meeting grandchildren for the first time, that sort of thing. And so that's been the kind of status quo. And very slowly but surely, we've seen the arrivals and departures boards just busy. So Bristol, Manchester, Liverpool, London, Newcastle, direct flights to Mallorca, Madeira. Yeah, there's been loads of flights in and out. But of course, there is like a traffic light system in place for those who touch down here. So I'll run you through it. Basically, countries are categorized. If it's a red category, the USA, South Africa, Brazil, places like that, you get a test on arrival and then you've got to isolate for 14 days. If it's amber, Sweden, Spain, Mexico, that sort of thing, you land, you get a day zero test. You have to go and self-isolate. Then you've got a day five test. You have to wait for that to be negative, and then you're allowed back out. You can go back to work, that sort of thing. And if destinations are categorised as green, then you've got to take a test on arrival, at, say the UK, Ireland, Canada, that sort of thing. And you're not required to self-isolate, which is actually, talk about, you know, the borders being reopened, being controversial. This is really controversial. People think here in Jersey, on the whole, I would say, that you should have to go home, sit in your living room, sit on your sofa until you get a text message from the government saying you're negative, or indeed, if you're positive, and then you follow different steps. But people are allowed to get off the plane, get off the boat, take their test. It's the swab test, the sort of up the nose PCR test, and then go about their merry way.
I just wonder how you feel about that. The government's always talking about changing things, gradually getting out of our lives. At the moment, it's 14 days isolation if you're coming back from anywhere apart from Guernsey. It may be that 7 days is with us fairly shortly. It may be that things start to change. The 3rd of July, everything changed in Jersey, and they have that traffic light system. They do have some cases on Jersey, but there's nobody in hospital at the moment with COVID in Jersey. So if you have a thought on whether or not that's something we should look at, or if you're content that we stay locked down, then get in touch. Teachers, this is Pete. The teachers appear to be using pupils as pawns in this pay dispute. If and when there's a strike, the children's education will suffer. And I go back to my point about the fact that education is a non-tangible product. You can't see how much education somebody's got. They don't carry it around in a big bucket. So we'll never know the damage that a teacher strike would do. Like, we'd never know what damage has been done to children's education over the past 4 or 5 months with COVID-19. Isle of Man needs more colleges and on-island training for islanders. Then we wouldn't have shortfalls in specialised jobs, which would require outsourcing. There is no teacher training on the Isle of Man at the moment. So we can't really address that. Manx students have to go across to get their Bachelor of Education or Certificate of Education and then come back. And then, of course, they're under no obligation to come back to the Isle of Man. Your caller a few minutes ago was incorrect, says Mark. The teacher's new pay scale starts at £24,000 for a new teacher. Same as the police, who work nights for no extra pay, get 3 weeks leave and wrestle in the street with drunks. Say no more. A note in, Rob says teachers have it easy on the Isle of Man. There's not too much aggravation from children, loads of holidays. You can't tell me they're marking papers for that long. I say get rid of the unions, they're stirrers. Well, we don't go that far, Rob. Unions are where they are, teachers are where they are. The education system is where it is. But I understand your frustration. It is easy to say, and again, I go back to Geraldine O'Neill talking about we should reference the UK all the time, that we're not following the UK's best practice. Well, we don't get drive-by shootings on the Isle of Man at schools, do we, as well? We don't have security guards on school gates, as they do in some schools in the UK. I don't know. I'm not a teacher on the Isle of Man, and I've not been subject to it, but I would suggest that the amount of aggravation and physical problems that teachers get on the Isle of Man isn't the same as in the UK. That's not to say it doesn't happen, but not as widespread. The problem is teachers can afford to retire at 55. Make them work till they're 66. I don't want this to be seen as an anti-teacher rant as well. Two new options for the steam packet. Odin's Raven, says Isle of Mike in the south as well. We've had Odin's Raven before. Lots of suggestions in Odin's Raven. Godred Crovan, of course, King Ori himself. Jeff Duke, the Manx Viking, the Peveril. Bring back the Peveril and the Snaefell and Fenella as well. Don't have a go at poor teachers. There must be stress wondering how to spend their 6 weeks paid holiday. It's not that easy.
For home appliances, it has to be Walton's. Samsung and Hotpoint ranges in stock, and we deliver. Visit waltons.im. That's waltons.im.
or call 611 711.
Find a fabulous range of Venetian, vertical, roller and pleated blinds, including space-saving into at Loonies of Ramsey. Discover the advantage of free measuring, professional fitting and a full aftercare service. Let Loonies of Ramsey guide you to your perfect blinds.
Looking for a gift that's a little bit different? Visit quirky.im. The best of the island delivered to your door. Jewellery, food, experiences, clothes and more. Quirky.im, the quality Manx artisan store.
Your business can grow its market share four times faster when you use the radio. Be heard by nearly 49,000 islanders over 13 weeks. Call us on 682 600. Manx Radio is proud to support Manx businesses and communities.
Listen to us on your smart speaker. Alexa, play Manx Radio.
It's a quarter to one. School teachers, says G, get 65 days holiday. I get 30 days. I work full time. Well, you're not a teacher. I understand what you're saying, but you can't compare apples and oranges. Teachers, when people decide to become a teacher, there are terms and conditions. They work the terms, they get the holidays off. That's just it. Mick, I run a sweet shop in Castletown. Obviously, the shopkeeper in me says, get the borders open and let's get holidaymakers in local businesses. But the human being says, keep the borders closed as long as possible to keep the island safe. It's the latter that prevails. Thank you, Michael. Keep the borders closed, you say. A note in that says, sorry, JT, TT will not happen. This virus will be causing havoc next year, says JT. Obviously, he knows more than I do anyway. Adam's with us. Hello, Adam.
Hi, Randy. Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm ringing up about the steam packet. I personally don't celebrate the fact they've got two new vessels coming. I think the steam packet is an organisation. It's quite old, and I think it's past its best, and it should have been gotten rid of. As a long-time member of the Manx public, I think it's, you know, the fact it's been nationalised is not something to celebrate. Under nationalisation, bullying can flourish, and there is no obligation on the management to make it profitable, and I think its efficiency will decrease with time, and it will become more infested with bullying than it is now, if it is infested with bullying at the moment. And which I would suggest there is evidence for. And I think, really, it's time to get rid of it. And it should be denationalised and gotten rid of.
And what should happen? Should a private company take it over?
I think, really, they need to look at getting Stena Line in, or someone with more international shipping experience, a more qualified bunch of people to operate the company than they have at present. To operate Manx shipping routes than they have at present.
So why do you think the government put public money into buying the steam packet?
I think they thought they were securing the island's lifeline. And it's been subject to all sorts of asset stripping by private banking concerns, hasn't it? But that wouldn't be the case with the larger shipping organisation.
And you definitely think that somebody else will be interested in running the steam packet?
Well, I don't see why not. I mean, you know, they say the freight routes are profitable. And if they operated a second conventional ferry, or they could operate directly to Liverpool, I mean, who the hell uses the Irish routes? You know, get rid of them. They could operate a conventional ferry to Liverpool and with the freight, and that's all that we need, isn't it? I mean, you know, what a waste of money the Irish routes are. All that money is wasted on sending the Sea Cat to Ireland. It doesn't make any money. And
so, no, you think there shouldn't be a route to Dublin or to Belfast?
No, because Liverpool and Haitian passengers have got to subsidise that route, haven't they? You know, all that money. People complain about how much it costs. No wonder it costs so much. When they've got to pay for expensive sailings to Ireland, which don't make any money.
Okay. Adam, thanks for calling us today. A point of view about the steam packet. If you've got any thoughts, by all means, you can get in touch. A note in to say, I think the majority of teaching members needed to vote in favour of a strike for it to go ahead. 85% of 57 is 48.5%, not a majority, says John. Eleven minutes to one on The Man in Line.
Manx Radio.
Local business? Nicola Bowker & Co. Need an accountant? Nicola Bowker & Co. Want accounts you can trust? Nicola Bowker & Co. Whether a sole trader or large company, for your free initial meeting, call today on 861 271.
Now is the perfect time to join Peel Golf Club. It's the friendly golf club with a wide range of affordable membership options to suit every golfer. We're confident we'll have a membership package to suit you. Non-members are also welcome with Peel Golf Club's pay-as-you-play option. Peel Golf Course is well maintained and has a thriving ladies section for information on membership and more. Search online for Peel Golf Club or email peelgc@manx.net.
Feeling ignored by your financial advisor? Not getting the service you need or don't know what you're paying fees for? At Chase Wealth, we look after our clients. We provide you with regular reviews and updates and will always make ourselves available should you need us. Chase Wealth is a local family-run company that builds a relationship for life to help you achieve and maintain your goals. Call 640-350 or email advice@chasewealth.in. Chase Financial Services, trading as Chase Wealth Solutions, is regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Welcome to the Miller Chaps of Ramsey Summer Sale, where you'll find fabulous reductions throughout the store, from beds and flooring to sofas, cane furniture and accessories, rugs, pictures, mirrors and even wallpapers. Plus, the friendly Miller Chaps team are here as always with a warm welcome and expert help and advice when needed. Don't miss the Miller Chaps of Ramsey Summer Sale, now on.
Creating a home where you'll love to be. Nearly just a frenzy.
Just hop on board with Toys Isle of Man for the best holiday you could ever plan.
Tours Isle of Man want to say thank you for sticking by us and transferring your holidays to next year. We can't wait to welcome you aboard again very soon. If you want to think about your next coach getaway and view our new 2021 programme, just go online.
Visit tours.co.im.
CCJ.
Construction, large or small, choose CCJ today. We're CCJGroup.co.uk.
CCJ for all commercial and domestic construction projects. With professional in-house construction project management. Experts in resin, gravel, paving, excavations, building work, drainage and more. Including operated and self-drive plant hire.
As the summer holidays continue this weekend, the nation station once again becomes the staycation station. We're giving you the chance to win a three-night stay in the beautiful Milne Town Apartments. The prize includes on-site parking, internet access and a delicious afternoon tea. To be in with the chance of winning, just listen out all day Saturday and Sunday to play our winning weekend wordplay. Get your name in the draw and we'll announce the winner on Monday morning's breakfast show at 10 to 9. So for your chance to head to Milne Town, join us right across the weekend here on Manx Radio, the staycation station.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint, furnished by Magic Carpets.
It's 8 minutes to one now. Note in from Bill. Thank you, Bill. We came back yesterday. We're facing 14 days of quarantine. I think it's too much. We could test after day six, then released after a result. That'd be a lot more palatable. The family could visit too if they were to do the same and enjoy the island and get back together again. They hinted, didn't they? Well, certainly David Ashford, MHK, the Health and Social Care Minister, hinted they were looking at reducing the 14 days, but no word as yet. COVID-19, says Eve, is rife all over England. Of course, places like the Northwest, it's rife as well. There have been local lockdowns in the northwest of Lancashire as well. So it's still around in England. Do people watch the news? Keep the borders closed or it'll be an invitation for a disaster, says that. Call it the Kushug, another one for Kushug as well. Your caller, Adam, was talking rubbish. He's no idea what he was talking about. Well, that's an anonymous correspondent saying that. I think the boat, the ferry, ship, whatever you want, should be called the Princess Diana. Well, it certainly gets some headlines, wouldn't it? I don't agree with the previous caller. Steam Packet are doing a great job, says that one. Adam needs to keep his comments to himself, says that person as well. I've just returned from across after attending my mum's funeral, coming straight home after the funeral. It's unbelievable across. This is Andy. He said, they're acting like there isn't a virus. Looking at me and wife with gloves and masks. The issue is we crossed on the late evening, crossing this Monday. We booked into the premium lounge as we didn't know how many people will be travelling across. There was a gentleman from the UK who I presume had special permission to come over, as he was a celebrant advertising on his vehicle. I believe he's did a talk at a funeral. There was a guy also in the premium lounge coughing and sneezing with no mask on. I had words with the guy, made it clear to get your mask on, to adhere by the rules, which he did. The point is, how are people allowed to come on and off the Isle of Man and thinking the rules don't apply to them, says Andy. Just a quick note, the Douglas South by-election is, well, in fact, in 3 weeks we'll know who it is, because it's on Thursday the 27th. Got a couple of special programmes on Manx Radio. Our agenda programmes on Monday the 17th of August, a week on Monday, and Monday the 24th. We'll be talking to 10 candidates, 5 per programme. A week on Monday, we've got Anthony Allen, Pamela Jane Bernie Malarkey, Claire Sarah Beverly Christian, Ian James Clanton, and David Anthony Fowler. Then 2 weeks on Monday, Andrew Charles Richard Jessop, Michael Derek Joseph, Kevin Oliphant Smith, Lon Pinkerton, and Stephen Paul Quine will be on. That's a week on Monday, Monday 17th, and a fortnight on Monday, the 24th. Two programmes, Agenda, talking to all 10 candidates for the Douglas South by-election. Polling day is Thursday 27th, and there are 2 vacancies since the sad death of Bill Malarkey and the resignation of Kate Costain. So stay tuned to Manx Radio for that, particularly if you're in Douglas South and if you just like watching Manx politics. We'll, and of course, on the day itself and certainly on the evening, we'll have live coverage of what's happening. It's Friday, which means it's the first Friday of the month, and Onken Village Walk is hosting Isle of Man Farmers Markets today. Also, Farmers Markets on tomorrow at the Ramsey Courthouse. And do be aware that on Sunday, Beach Buddies is at Langness on Sunday morning at 10:30. So lots of rubbish they're expecting as well there. Go and clean it up. Meadowside Choral Society got a summer concert tonight, 7:30 at Arbury Church. And that's it for the Man in Line this week. Going to be back Monday, 12 midday. Thanks to our studio producer today, and glad to see him back in fine fettle. Well, fine-ish. Howard Kane is going to be on fairly shortly as well. Have a wonderful weekend. Make the most of it. And if you're from Guernsey, it's the reason it's so green. W.